Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, distinguished delegates, South Africa extends its appreciation to the chair of the working group and welcomes the continuation of discussions on this important topic on scientific and technological developments. My delegation aligns this intervention with that of the African group and the Nine Aligned Movement. The Biological Weapons Convention is a key instrument in the international disarmament architecture and plays a vital role towards the maintenance of international peace and security in the prevention of threats posed by biological weapons. South Africa remains committed towards strengthening the BWC and its full implementation, and firmly believes that through the development of a mechanism to review and assess scientific and technological developments, states parties will be better prepared to achieve the common goal of preventing threats posed by biological weapons. My country supports the establishment of the Science and Technology Advisory Mechanism and calls for the adoption of a mechanism that will be that will facilitate the full, effective, and free exchange of knowledge and technology for peaceful purposes, and furthermore enhance cooperation in science and technology developments, including through the provision of capacity and skills development training to close the gap between developed and developed countries. It is of paramount importance that this mechanism is established urgently to enable states parties to keep abreast of the latest developments in the area of science and technology, which continues to evolve at a rapid pace. South Africa expresses its appreciations to the Friends of the Chair for guiding the intersessional work on this important topic, and for, of course, drafting of the elements for consideration by state parties, including the draft terms of reference and the draft rules of procedure of the Science and Technology Advisory Board. While there are proposals that merit further consideration, there are still areas that may require further clarification and refinement. Chairperson, my delegation wishes to make the following general observations on the draft decision and related documents. However, we are still considering some of the aspects of the new revised proposal that has recently been submitted by the Chair. Chairperson, it is important that all states parties are able to participate in the mechanism in an open and transparent manner. Furthermore, it is important that the S&T Reporting Committee comprises of relevant scientific expertise that are able to conduct its work in an objective manner, and that is able to provide sound, credible, and verifiable recommendations to states parties. On the recommendation on the composition of the S&T mechanism, particularly the reporting committee, it is important that it should reflect a broad and proportional geographical distribution and gender balance. And more importantly, the relevant scientific expertise needs to be represented. The mechanism could consider a roster of pre-selected candidates with key expertise from state parties. Regarding the number of meetings of the S&T advisory group, the number of days could be implemented on a trial basis and adjusted as needed. My delegation acknowledges the important work that has been carried out by the Implementation Support Unit and believes that the ISU needs to be further resourced and capacitated, both in terms of financial and human resources, obviously to be able to take on the additional work of the S&T mechanism. Consideration should therefore be given to the additional staffing to cover both the science and technology mechanism and the international cooperation and assistance mechanism. Chairperson, in closing, South Africa supports the establishment of a science and technology advisory mechanism that will be responsive to the ever-changing nature of biological incidents, which is sustainable and contribute effectively and efficiently towards the strengthening of the convention. Chairperson, I further take this opportunity to assure you of South Africa's continued commitment to this process that will, of course, enhance the realization of the full implementation of the convention. Thank you, Madam Chair.